this promotion comes from the Lord. I was going to go down some different lines, but God began to speak to me and began to remind me of some things in my own life of some of the ways and things that I didn't know how to get promotion from the Lord. How many knows promotion comes from the Lord? There's natural promotion, but there's supernatural promotion. And when that supernatural promotion is happening, praise God, it supersedes that natural. You know, you might get a 50-cent raise at work. That's promotion. I know what my business, I've been in business for 30 years, and I was reading right before I went into business for myself, and it says, do your work as unto the Lord. I was reading it. And I used to didn't do a real good job at work because, I'm there getting paid and I felt underpaid and underprivileged and I deserve better and blah, 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 you know, and all of that stuff. But when I got born again, I read that in there. When I read that on my break one morning, it says, do your work as unto the Lord, not unto men, you know, as man pleasers, but serving Jesus, serving the Lord. And I made up my mind right then that day that, I mean, that was real to me that God, you know, I didn't know there was promotion in that. But I started out and I started wanting to be the best that I could be at work. I wanted to be the best, you know, and I'd never been that way. Same job, on and off 10 years, driving a truck, you know, and I was there for the payday and all of that stuff. But I began to learn, you know, through the Bible and the Holy Spirit, you know. See, God was going to bring me to promotion. The most I ever remember getting a raise there where I worked was about 15 cents an hour, you know. And this back in the 80s and 90s. And so I started going to church. Somebody say, started going to church. Man, I started learning things about Jesus. See, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know He's with you every day. I didn't know He was living in my heart. All I knew is I got saved. You know, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know you could talk to God in your own language. Just like you're talking to your wife or your husband or your friends. I didn't know you. I thought the Bible says thou and thus and though and all of that stuff, you know. And so I thought but I'm down praying. I went to church and they said, he said, just walk with the Lord. He said, and God will use you. Just talk with Him. Just pray and just talk to the Lord. And I'm down one morning. And I'm telling the Lord before I go to work, you know, I thought, well, I had to go in at 5, so I had to get up at 4:30 if I'm going to talk to the Lord first thing. That's what they're talking about. Give Him the first part of your morning. You know, and so I thought, I'm going to get up early for that, man. And I thought, well, that's the way it is. So I set my clock. Well, I'm down this one particular morning, and I'm on my knees at my chair, and I knelt down there, and I'm talking to God. And then when I got done, you know, I don't remember what I said, but I remember this point. I said, God, I said, I'll see you when I get back home. I didn't know that He was going with me. I didn't know that God was with me all the time or anything, you know. That's why this Bible is very important to me and you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit come and He is our helper. He is our teacher. He come. Jesus said, I'm with you always, always. Even if you go astray from the Lord, He's still there. He said, I'll be with you always, all the way to the end. Well, the Holy Spirit that morning, when I got done and got quiet, the Holy Spirit said, take me with you. And on the inside, I thought, wow, I can take God with me. Well, that changed my whole life till this point. Well, now I go and I thought, I'm going to work as unto the Lord. I'm going to work as unto the Lord. I'm not asking for a raise anymore. I'm going to start believing God. I'm going to start trusting God as my source. Jesus saved me. I didn't commit suicide. He brought me. You see my 33-year-old son up here doing praise and worship. He was a year and a half whenever she left. And we didn't have a good marriage up till I got married. We got married. A lot of stuff happened. You know, drugs and different things. And so I was going to commit suicide because she took the only thing that I loved, her and him. It seemed like that's the only reason I had to live. But anyways, you know, you see my 33-year-old son up here doing praise and worship, running the media ministry and all of that. See, all of that was linked to me down here. His success and yours and a lot of people in my path over the last 30 years, their success relied on me learning to let God promote me. Your success as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, as a grandmother, your success is where promotion's got to come from the Lord to us. But anyways, I started doing the very best that I could do for that company. I wanted to make that company money. So I showed up on time for work. I tried not to tear up the doors and different things when I was unloading anymore. I started taking care of those things, and you know what happened? I started getting promoted at work. It was less than a year, and I was making double. My finances doubled. In less than a year, and I made a commitment that I'm not going to ask them for a raise ever again. I'm going to let God raise me up. I'm going to let God promote me. I'm going to let God, the favor of God. That's what God's speaking to you that work for the other man too, you know. And see, I didn't know that all of that was going to set me up to be in my own business. See, we make plans, the Bible says, and we should, but God directs our path. The Bible says the path of the righteous are ordained of the Lord. They're ordered of the Lord, hallelujah. That's why we set out, God, I don't want my will, I want your will. I want your will. I didn't know how to be a husband. I had a lot of men in my family and friends and all of that as some examples. But I wanted to know how God wanted me to be a husband. How does God see a man, you know, as a husband? And so I began to search the scriptures to find out how to be a husband. Then I had a concern about my son, how to be a father. I had a good dad, but he didn't discipline me. Okay? And I'd made up my mind that I'm not going to spoil my son like my dad, but I'm not going to go overboard to where I over-discipline. I did, but in order to have balance, I felt like I've got to have you helping me, God. God, I need to know how you want me to be a father. How do I be a father? How many knows? We're made in the image and likeness of God. And when we have those desires, that's God in us. That's the Holy Spirit in us. He's came in us and He's working in us to do the will of God. He's working in us, not that we have to do the will of God. I don't have to pastor Keith this morning. I don't have to. I don't have to serve God. I don't have to love my wife as Christ so loved. I don't have to. Wives, y'all don't have to be submissive to your husbands. But promotion comes for those that does it, you know, from the Bible, when you do it to the Lord. It says for wives to submit themselves to their husband as unto the Lord, as fitting in the Lord. It says, what would God want you to? How would God want you? Well, one of the things that we found out, Miss Teresa, you know, that her service to Jesus Christ is to help me succeed. Come on, somebody, y'all ladies. If you pray for your husband, I mean, if you intercede for your husband, if you fast for your husband, you know, don't complain about your husband. And vice versa. It works both ways. The Bible says, husbands, for us to love our wife. And I'm saying this because I begin to want to know what these things really, how do I do these things? I can't do these things. I can't measure up to this man that I see in the Bible. How can I love my wife as Christ so loved the church? That means that I desire for her to have better than me. I make sure that she's took care of before me. I make sure that my desires is to fulfill her desires. And I couldn't see how I could do that. I'm like, she'll take advantage of me like no end. But that's why the Bible says that the carnal mind is an enemy to God. It's not subject to, but see, that's why he says put on the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of you. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ according to the Apostle Paul. It, all of this is by the Spirit of God. Well, I didn't know that this is where promotion comes from. She can't put that scripture up there, and it don't really matter. It does matter, but you can go look at it. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. It says promotion don't come from the north or the south or the east. He said, for God sets kings and takes them down. One translation says promotion don't come from your job, from people, from your boss, from your work, from your good work. Promotion comes from the Lord. Promotion comes from God. See, the best that I could be there where I worked before I went into business, I still didn't measure up according to my standards. You know, but my heart was to do the will of God, to work as unto the Lord and not for my boss anymore. I'm working for God. And see, we're employed by the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? Because I wanted to do the very best that I could do, my boss called me in there one time about 8 months into being born again, and he called me to his office, and I thought, man, what is he going to do now? What's going on now? Because you go to his office, something's up. Normally, not good, you know. And I go up there, and he said, sit down over there, sugar. And I went over there and sat down, and I thought, I can do all things. I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to stay in the Spirit. I can do all. He's going to fire me. He's going to, you know, if God be for me, who can be against me? I'd learned a little bit of Scripture. But he asked me, he said, what happened to you? What's happened to you? And I looked at him, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about, what happened to you? Ain't nothing happened to me. He said, you're different. He said, you're on time. He said, you're not wasting time. He said, you're getting more done in one day than I've ever seen you get done in your life. I've been with him 10 years on and off. And see, look, I didn't even know the change had took place. All I did is read that Bible and says, do my work as unto the Lord. And I thought, I don't want to mess up his pay anymore. All the time, see, me doing what the Holy Spirit was telling me to do was bringing promotion to me. When I left that place, God could not give me any more money there because it would hurt my brothers and brother-in-laws and people that had been there a long time. I mean, I'm right under them like I had been there for 30 years. Promotion in less than a year. See, promotion wasn't coming to me from my boss. Promotion wasn't coming from me driving a truck anymore. Promotion wasn't coming in, if I'm there long enough, maybe I can make a lot of money and have a good future, see. But my future had turned from my work to my God. My future, my wife, keeping my wife. Look, I was a real jealous guy. Y'all all know the story and all of that stuff. And jealousy is fear. It's based out of fear. And God did not give us a spirit of fear. So God told me once, I said, God, what do I do, Lord? I'm still jealous. I was really jealous. It's fear of losing what you love is what it is. We call it jealousy. And so I said, Lord, what do I do about this? He said, give her to me. And I thought, no, I'm not giving her to God. He might take her home. Because if I knew, you know, if you give somebody something, you know, I mean, that stirs, right? But see, I wasn't spiritually minded yet. I mean, I'm 6 months into the Lord. But I'd heard some preachers say, whom the Son sets free is free. Right? That's what the Scripture says. Whom the Son sets free is free. And I would tell God, I'm not there. I mean, I'm not. Maybe you hadn't set me free. But see, I didn't realize at that time that my flesh did not get born again. It was my spirit that got born again that started pushing me and giving me desires towards God that I didn't have before. I didn't realize that I had to discipline the flesh through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. I didn't realize that I didn't realize the Scripture said that God hadn't given me a spirit of fear, a cowardness, you know, to cower down to these, but power, love, and a sound mind. But the more that I ask God, the more that I begin to ask God, how do I be a good servant to my employer. God, I want to be a good servant. Then he begins to show me and you through the scriptures. See, and I don't do it like there's seven ways to please God. I can tell you what pleases God. There's only one thing that pleases God, and it's faith. The Bible says that without faith, without inspiration, without encouragement, it's impossible. You got to have an expectation in the morning, not on Sunday. In the morning, God, this is my day. This is my day, God. I'm going to see you move at my work. This is my day. Tuesday, you get up. God, thank you, Lord. This is my day. I'm expecting promotion. It don't come from my job. It don't come from my wife. It don't come from my husband. It don't come from people. It comes from you. My promotion comes from you, God. And then Wednesday, and then next week, nothing changes. You get up next week and you build that. You build that on the inside of you. Thank you, God. Today is the day that I'm going to see change in my marriage. God, I thank you, Lord. I told the Lord one time, I said, I really did too. I'm not going to tell you nothing I didn't say. I'm going to tell you what I said. I'm saved about 6-8 months, and Teresa, you know, she's just mean as she's ever been. And I'm going to tell her about it where she can give us about $10 offer and we'll make her a tape. I'm going to block her from the internet for a day. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, if it wasn't for this woman, I could serve you. Ain't no kids in here. I said, she's straight out of hell, I think. See, when we got married, we wasn't saved. So I told God, I said, I think she come out of hell. I mean, she's just mean. She's mean to my blah blah blah. I said, I think maybe that I married the devil's daughter because we wasn't saved and I didn't know nothing about being led. And the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, it's not her. He said, it's you. And I thought to myself, this is what I thought. I thought, God don't live down here. That's what his problem is. He's up there on the throne, and Jesus done left here too. He got out of here too. Now, he ain't living down here with what I am. See, I didn't really have a concept that God was with me all the time. I didn't have a concept at this time. I'm just learning this stuff. And God said, it's you. He said, it's you. He said, nothing can stop my promotion but you. See, God turned me away from looking at all the reasons why I felt like I can't serve God and have a good marriage to looking at Him, because promotion's fixing to come from Him. And I mean, then I'm reading in there and I'm like, I don't know about all of that. I just got to deal with this later. I got this problem come up now. See, Satan don't want you focused on God. He wants you focused on your problems. He wants you focused on your insecurities. He wants you focused on your past. He wants you focused on all your failures. Listen, I failed as a pastor at times. I don't fast for you like I need to at times. I got my own issues going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't pray for you really like I really need to. I'm confessing. Confess. The Bible says, confess our faults that there can be what? Healing. Right? I need to be more up and spiritual for you. I need to be, so what I'm saying, but I'm not relying, I tell God, God, I'm not relying on me for them. God, when things happen in their life, it's not what I do, it's what you do. And God, I'm not going to start putting my trust in me to make sure that their spiritual needs are met, that they get what they want, because then I'm trusting in man and not you. So I trust, so I'm just telling you, don't look at your insecurities. Don't look at your, well, you might not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. You could be in jail right now, in prison right now. You could be divorced right now. And y'all that's divorced, just get it together, and the next one you go into, make sure that never happens again. Don't get condemned. Don't feel bad about it. I mean, you can't cry over spilt milk. You really, most of the time, change your past, but you can do something about your future. You can take where you're at and say, God, it don't matter. Forgetting those things behind, God, help me be a husband. Help me, Lord, to be a wife. Teresa went before the Lord. She said, Lord, show me how to be a wife of a happy husband. And so God began to show her, you are His helpmate. You're to help him succeed. You're to be there for him. You are to support him. You are to pray for him. I mean, she went on, took it a little further, man. I can't wear nothing wrinkled, a shirt. I would like to be wrinkled sometimes. But I just can't find nothing in my house wrinkled. Because she does it and she irons it and she's doing it as unto the Lord, according to the Word of God. She's serving me as fit to the Lord. That's what the Scripture says. The Bible says that whatever us men or women do unto our husbands, we do to him. We do to him. As you do unto one of my little ones, he says you do. And that's a good thing, good thing. Don't look at it now all negative. We make mistakes. I make mistakes and she forgives me. She looks over it. Why? Because she's walking in love. She makes mistakes and I told the Lord the other day, because she does get on my nerves at times. I'll just be honest with you. I'll tell her just it ain't because she ain't in here. You know? And I told the Lord, see, when somebody's getting on your nerves, you feel like you would be better off without them. You feel like Satan will tell you you're too old to put up with this. You've got too many things going on, you know. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you said love my wife as Christ so loved the church. I said, Lord, I commit to you, I'm committed to you that I will never abandon her ever. Now, I hope she does the same thing, because she'd be, if she did, she would be leaving the best thing ever happened to her up next to Jesus. Right? Us men need to feel that way. Us women need to feel that way. But see, that fear is not there when God begins to promote you. Promotion, he promotes you spiritually. He'll promote you spiritually. How many knows we must not look for promotion from anywhere but the Lord? The Bible says in Hebrews over there, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And you know what? Even when the Lord put me in my own business, you know, and I felt a desire to do that. Some of y'all, God's got a house in you. Yours. You desire a house. But you can't see no way. You can't see no way with your current occupation, with your current status, how you can ever prosper and have anything nice and go anywhere and do anything. But God says that and I believe it's Luke 9:23, all things are possible to those that believe. All things. Somebody say all things. I try not just to preach about money so that people go after money, because you're going after the wrong God. If you're going after money and success and all of that, when you're supposed to be going after Jesus, all of that you're identifying as success when Jesus is our success. Seek first the kingdom. That's Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of His right, and all these things will be added to you. But you know, I don't give up on your marriage. I thought about Elijah and Elisha. The Lord appeared to Elijah and he said, Elisha is going to be your predecessor. He's going to come up after you. He's a prophet. But the condition was to serve him. Some scholars say it was from 3 to 6 years that Elisha served under Elijah. And what that means is he washed his clothes. He cooked for him. There wasn't no pulpit. I mean, he was there for him. He was there. David and Jonathan, same way. David and Jonathan. When Saul was trying to kill him, Jonathan had love for David, and he warned him. He let David know. I'm sure he loved his father, but he knew his father was yielding to a wrong spirit. He knew that David was a man after God's own heart. See, God looks at us. God sees us. I might do things that might look like to you that I don't love God and I don't love people. But in reality, God looks into your heart, in my heart, and sees our motives and why we do what we do. That's why me and you don't need to judge one another. We don't need to cast sentence on one another. Because I might think somebody ought to do this or that, but if I'm put in that same situation and I don't really know what to do, I might do worse than they did. So the best thing is stand. And you know what? See, God's looking at that kind of person and saying, I can promote them over here where they can be around people because now they love like I love. See, I was in the middle of 30 employees, and they were, most of them went to church, but they wasn't, if they were saved, I never knew it. I mean, I didn't know it. They didn't walk in love. They taunted me. I mean, if I talked about faith, they started taunting me about faith. If I talked about fasting, they'd start taunting me about fasting and blah, blah, blah. Every morning at the time clock. And then I heard somebody say, well, you know, I would get out of that place, a bunch of ungodly people. You can't serve God there. But I knew that the will of God was me to be there. And then God taught me through that He put me there. How many knows He says He put us out here in the world as a light? Let your light so shine. See, that's what was happening. And at the end of that, I was in all kinds of ministries, and those people, their fathers and people had started getting cancer, losing their jobs, and you know where they came? Out on that street out there. They had watched me there get promoted. They knew that God was... I wasn't trying to tell them nothing. I wasn't trying to show them what kind of Christian I was. I was struggling, Keith, to be one. I was struggling to be one. But all the time, because my heart was after God, it wasn't looking like I was feeling. See, things are not the way you feel. And but like I said, Psalm 75, it says, promotion don't come from the north, the east, or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. See, God will promote your marriage, but you got to be committed. It's not just like God can turn it on anytime at your heart. No, you got to be committed to the Lord, number one, and you got to be committed to not quitting. That's one thing I made up my mind. I was a quitter of a lot of things, but pot smoking. I mean, I drove to Florida for it. I had the money to get a quarter of pot. And turn my lights off, and I told Tracy, I said, turn them off, baby. We can burn candles, and we're getting stoned. And we did. Turn the power off. I was committed, and I never done without pot. You see what I'm saying? And I come over here in the kingdom of God, you know, and now I want to quit everything that's hard. I want to quit everything. I want to quit my marriage because it's tough now. I want to quit, you know, and all of that, you know, and I made up my mind I'm not a quitter anymore. I've stopped quitting. I'm not going to quit on her. I'm not going to quit as a father. I'm not going to quit as a son to my mother. I'm going to honor my mother and father. See, it don't say if your parents are honorable. That's not what it says. Even if they're not honorable, you do what God says. You honor them. Promotion comes from that. That's why I teach the grandkids, you know, I tell them, listen, honor your mom and dad, whatever they want. Don't complain and all of that. Because the Bible says that when they do that, that He gives them inherit of the blessing. Promotion comes from them being obedient to their parents. And you know what? Back there in the children's class, they're learning how to honor you. Come on, somebody. You hear what I'm telling you? We're teaching them kids to honor you, to don't complain when they take the garbage out. Don't complain when you tell them what to do. Don't complain. We're doing that in church. And you know what God's going to do? He's going to send us tons of babies. He's going to send, they're His next generation. They're His next preachers. They're His next teachers. They might be the very ones that if you own your own business, they work for you and you want them honoring God. Right? See, we can't just say these kids are just, they're kids. I know we live in the now. I know we live in things. It's like my granddaughter. She told me, she said, Papa, I said, yes, baby. She said, I want you to baptize me on my birthday in the swimming pool. My religious thinking, oh, man, we've got to get the church together. Got to have a baptismal service. Got to, you know, my mind went to work and, you know, everybody's going to miss it and blah, 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 blah. And I said, God, I don't care if you send a mud hole out in the cow pasture that the cows have been swimming in. I'm going to baptize her. And so I baptized my 10-year-old granddaughter in the swimming pool yesterday. I baptized her in the name of the Father, in the power of the Son, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm believing God that that baby and then my other little one, grandbaby, she was telling me the other day, she said, Papa, are you going to get in the pool? And I said, I don't think so. She said, Papa, you got to get in the pool. You got to baptize me. I said, well, I forgot about it. I said, so I guess I'm getting in the pool. And then the ladies over there were on the gator going to the corn patch. Come on, somebody. God's on the gator with you going to the corn patch. God's in the gator with you out on the lake, and He's with you in your natural time. God's with you. And so He looks at me and He says, hey, Papa. He said, I want to be baptized too, Papa. And I said, you do? I said, well, have you give your heart to Jesus? And He looked at me and He says, what, after I die, Papa? Because all He knows is take out your heart and give it to Jesus somehow. He said, what, after I die, Papa? And I said, no. I said, what that means is right now Jesus died on the cross for you. And you accept Him in your heart. You let Him come into your life. Yeah, Papa, I'll do that and get baptized too. And I said, so be it. Well, I offered some to other kids. I'm going to lead them to Jesus. I done made up my mind. Bless God, I'm not going to try just to force it on these kids, but anybody else want to be baptized, bless God, I'm going to lead them to Jesus at a birthday party in my backyard. I ain't got to wait till I get to church. You don't wait till you get to church. Hallelujah. That's God promoting you, promoting the kingdom in you. And you know what? The biggest investment that you will make in your life is promoting the kingdom inside of you. Because promoting that kingdom makes you a conduit, a channel for the promotion of the Lord. And you get promoted as you let other people be promoted. You know, I was thinking about Psalms 103 this morning. And it said, David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He says, forget not all of my benefits, who healeth all thy diseases. But there's benefits. You know, I've did it for almost 30 years in my business. When I get a big commercial job or a big job, I'd tell the guys, and still do it today, I'd tell them, look, this is about a 3 or 4 day job. If we finish this in one day, I'm going to pay you for 2 full days and you can have off. Or if I think it's 4. If we do this in 2 days, I'm going to pay you 4 days and let you off. You get paid to sleep. Lay in the bed. Do what you want to. What am I doing? I'm putting out a benefit. I'm putting out a motivating force to them to get her done. Well, how many knows there's benefits in letting God promote you? That's a natural benefit. That's something in the natural that motivated. But loving my wife as Christ so loved the church motivates me on the inside. Why? Promotion comes from the Lord. And then it makes me want to be good to her. That makes when I yield to the Word of God. Let me give you a little example of this right here. And we got to teach. I tell my granddaughter, and I will my grandson, I tell her, you got to make sure the first man that you meet and that you're going to spend your life with is Jesus. What Jesus wants for you. Putting that in her at 8 and 9 and 10. I ain't waiting until she gets 13, 14. That's harder to reach a 13, 14-year-old than it is to get down here when they're innocent. Because I tell, see, she's going to go into it with a God mentality. I'm going to get the man that God wants me to have, and he's going to be with me forever. And he's going to serve God. He's going to walk with God. I tell her, somebody that ain't walking with God don't deserve you, baby. That don't mean she's better, and I'm not teaching her she's better than. But me being lost, I didn't have the same views as a Christian. I had party views. I had all kind of different views. You all know what I'm saying? All kind of different views. And so the world has those kind of views. So I don't want, and you don't want, and I don't want you. That's why I've told somebody one time, I said, look, they're going to date somebody who's lost. I said, you shouldn't do that. The Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Like that. And they said, well, I mean, I can change. I said, you won't change them. I said, the only one that can change them is Jesus Christ. You know, and every one of them went on and just went past the instruction. See, they feel like sometimes you don't want them to have what they want. But see, sometimes God says what you want is not what you think you want. It's not really what you want. It's what you think you want. But when I get you in this place and I give you what I wanted you to have, there will be no turmoil in it. There will be no, every time you have turbulence, you'll believe me because you know it's my will and you know what the will of God is, and then you'll have the faith to go through, and promotion will come to that. I told the Lord later on, I said, Lord, you had me. And you know what? People that go through divorces and different things like that, you know, don't get in that, you know, change things. If it's you, it's you. I know people that went through divorce and they're like on their fourth or fifth marriage. And I'm like, what have you changed? And they're like, nah, it's not me, it's them. I said, you've said that about all five of them. It's never you. But you get with a good girl and she turns into them all of a sudden. I tell them, it's not them. There's something wrong with you. God told me one time, he said, well, through that 2007-8 and all of that stuff, you know, and if do you believe that God wants you to prosper? Do you believe it in the Bible? Well, but when 2007-8, can you still believe it? Can you believe it when the government's not going in your favor? Can you believe this Bible right here is still for you? Can you believe that promotion don't come from Donald Trump? It didn't come from Joe Biden. It didn't come from Barack Obama. It didn't, not for the Christian world. Our prosperity and our success comes from the Lord God Almighty. I've been in the garage door business 30 years and it's failed me more than once, Keith. I would have went under had I depended on the garage door business. The garage door business went, pfft. My identity didn't. I'm like, I'm a child of the Most High God. No weapons formed against me will prosper. What is meant for my bad, according to Romans 8:28, God will work this to my good, black God. I'm going to stand on this, God, face anything I need to do, like Teresa taught us, be willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. If there's anything I need to do, I went home one time and I told her, I don't feel like much of a man. You ain't even got, you, I can't buy you a coat going to church. We've been broke, Keith. We've been broke. You know, we're eating three meals a day, pinto beans. That's all we got. So we know what broke is. I told her, I said, I got to go get a job. She said, you can't afford to get a job. I said, that's stupid. What do you mean you can't afford to get a job? She said, if you get a job, we lose everything. I said, well, what do I do? She said, did God tell you to get another job? I said, no, I'm just going by, man. I got to do something. She said, where'd you get scripture for that? Well, where did I? I'm in my own understanding now. Ain't the Bible clear to us? Proverbs 3 over there, trust in the Lord with all my heart. In 2007 and 8, 9, 10, 11. Then when COVID hits in 2019, it says trust in the Lord with all my right. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't get mad at the government. I tried my best to get y'all not to be anti-government. But at the same time, I preach the Word of God. When they tell us we can't assemble together, we're not rebelling against them. We don't do that, but we're going to obey God rather than man now. I don't reckon none of us died with COVID, did we? I didn't. I got it, and I'm like, is that all it's got? But I come here, and I would tell people, come on to church. One guy, he says, hey, man, he said, you're trying to kill people. You're a killer is what you are. You're a pastor killer. I thought, where's the delete button? I couldn't even find it at that time. I'm delete him right now. He just don't know I'm trying to save their life. If you don't believe Psalms 91, no plague comes. That's a plague, man. They let it loose over somewhere. No plague come nigh our dwelling, only with our eyes will we see the reward of the wicked. See, that's what God wants out of us men and us women, hallelujah. I might have been through hell and high waters. I might have made a bunch of mistakes, but God, but I'm not that person. The real me is in here. The real me's gone. Trust and look unto Jesus. The real me is going to submit to the Holy Spirit, and I am going to change my destiny from failure to success. Joshua 1:8, he told him, and God told me back yonder when I was reading that. he told Joshua he's taking up the task of Moses. And there was millions. I mean Joshua done watched all this complaining out there and all this murmuring, talking against Moses, and they were talking against God. And he done seen all that stuff, you know. But God told him, he said, Moses, he said, take the words that I give, that I... He said, Joshua, take the words that I give Moses. He said, and meditate on them day and night. He said, then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. And I stopped when I was reading that, and I said, God, it didn't say you would. It said if he would do this, he would make his way prosperous. That stuck out to me by the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, success is not up to me in your life. He said, you're born again. He said, whether you succeed or not is based on you getting in the Word and you following me. If you'll follow me, if you'll follow what I tell you. Well, I didn't like it when I got in there, Keith, and I read in there, it says, love your enemies in red. I shut the Bible in my living room, been saved 4 months. And I said, I don't like that. And Teresa, she said, well, what is it? She didn't talk very much. You know, we'd be into it, you know. And she said, what is it? I said, I don't like that. What is it? I said, it said, love my enemies. I said, I don't know if I'll do that or not. By golly, there were some people here in Blount County. I done planned on doing some stuff too. They had done stuff to me and different things, and I plotted and planned, and I was planning on taking out vengeance. One of them, I pulled a gun, double-aught buckshot right between his eyes, and I told him, I said, I'm telling you one more time, I'll blow your head off. I said, you shut that door in 3 seconds or it's gone. Bam, he shut the door. I went and got my, that's before I got saved. That's before Christ. Anger, resentment, all of that. And then I have to read that. Right? It's in the Bible. But see, little did I know what the Holy Spirit was going to... I mean, I did it two or three... I'd go try to read and I'd think about that scripture. I mean, oh, that's the Holy Spirit in your life. And I'd be like, I bind that devil. Man, shut up about that. I'm trying to pray here to Jesus. That was Jesus talking to me, Keith. You can't rebuke Satan if it's Jesus. Satan's like, look at this. They're getting me and I ain't even done nothing. Jesus is doing that. Well, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, my word is not to destroy you. He said, my word will set you free. He said, my word will liberate you. And so I opened that Bible, looked at that scripture, and I looked at it, and I said, okay, God, I don't know how I can love my enemies. I don't know, but I surrender to you. I surrender to you right now, God. And I'm going to choose to love my enemies. I didn't know how it's going to work. We don't know how the word works. I don't know how corn, all I know is when I put that in the ground, I can see corn before it ever gets here. I put corn seed in there, man. You know, and then I drive out through there every day after 5 days because I know it takes about 7 days for the seed to come up. I don't go dig them up no more. I don't dig the word out of my heart anymore. So I go out through there and I ride out every day and one pops up about the sixth day every time. I'm like, ooh, here's my harvest. Well, you know what? The one that I pulled a gun between his eyes, I prayed for him for cancer and he got healed of cancer. We did as a church. He didn't die of cancer, fell and hit his head and something happened and he died. But what I'm telling you is I embrace love your enemies. And because I embrace that word began to work it inside of me. Freedom. It began to work freedom. See, when you love your wife, as Christ so loved the church, freedom's working in you. When you submit to your husband as unto the Lord, freedom is working in you. You know, stop complaining about your job. Don't complain about your job. Don't complain about your life where it's at. You just praise God that you're not going to stay where you're at. And promotion comes from Him. He begins to promote you, hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, Teresa got up and said it this morning. She said, you know, the transfer, the wealth transfer, it's in the Bible. She said this, and the Lord told me one time about 10 years ago, He said, I want you to take this message to the church 10, 12 years ago. He said, the title I want you to put is Position to Receive. He said, everybody's not receiving from me because they're not positioned. See, when I was praying that morning, I was positioned for the Lord to say, take me with you. See, when I was reading the Word, I was positioning myself to read that, love your enemies. You know what? I don't hate nobody today, Keith. Nobody. Honestly, I'm telling you the honest God's truth. I'm not saying it by faith. I mean, there's nobody on this planet that I have any hatred towards. Whom the Son set free is free. But see, I didn't ask God to strike them. I didn't ask God to take vengeance on them. God told me one day, He said, I want you to invite them to church. And I said, I will not. I just had it come up in here and invite them to church. And I thought, I will not. I will not. You know, and I go on, you know, and I think, well, I love my enemies. So I told God, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll invite them to some other church. I'll tell them they need to go to church somewhere, you know, man. Y'all need to be in church. Everybody need to be in. So I did do that. I run across them in the store, and I walked up there. You know, and I'm like, used to it wouldn't be good. And I said, hey, man. I said, where you go to church? Where you go to church? He wouldn't even look at me. I said, no, it's all good. Now I know where you go to church, you know. And we're in revival up there, and I thought, I'm not inviting him to revival. I mean, I couldn't see me up there praising the Lord beside him. Yeah. But you know what? About a year later went by. About a year went by and I worked on that loving your enemies. Forgiving in my heart. You know, God, help me. Help me to forgive, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I forgive, Lord. And I forgive, Lord, and I can get around them and never think about it, Lord. I want to be free that way, all the way, where I have no evil thoughts. Somebody knows the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that if you love, it don't keep an evil account of evil done. It does not keep an account of it. I done that to me, 33 and a half. My brother told me one time, he said, right there, you right now, my brother-in-law, talking about a brother-in-law, did that, and he chewed me out. That was 30. I told him, I said, that was 35 years ago. You're still mad about that. 35. I said, he's in the grave, too. The man's been dead 10 years, and you're still mad. He finally went to church, Johnny. Finally got right with the Lord. He's dead now. That brother died near about not too long ago. Well, anyways, about a year goes by, and I'm going to close with this because we got women's and thing, and them grandkids done got me planned out. And anyways, about a year goes by, and we're in revival again. Now I'm down there, pulled in the store down there, and that person's there again. And the Lord said, you going to invite him to your church? He asked me. And I thought, can I handle that? when the sun sets free. I'm a bigger man now, Lord. So I walked in there, prayed God, walked right up to him. I said, how's it going, man? How's it going? Shook his hand and all that. I said, hey, man, we're in revival this week. Praise the Lord. I thought Teresa's going to shoot me when I get home. There was trouble between all of us. I thought, well, she's going to have to walk by faith too. But God, we just all walking by faith. Ain't the Bible say we'd walk by faith? It does, don't it? We shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. That word come out of God's mouth. Love your enemies. That's God's word. Well, I went up. I invited him to revive. Boy, I've got God moving up there. God's this, God's that. And God. He said, well, man, he says, and there was all freedom. He said, well, man, if I get time, I'll come. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, well, I told him where it was at, and he never showed up, and I was fine with that. I did my part, right? I invited him to the revival. And then I went off and God said, he said, that's what I mean. He said, you're a free man. He said, I set you free when you give your heart to Jesus. He said, but you chose to walk out the freedom that I'd give you. Stand there within the liberty where Christ Jesus has made you free. It don't mean that you ain't going to have to walk things out and maybe fast and pray and walk things out. And things sometimes are instant, but promotion comes as you walk with the Lord sometimes, hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, hallelujah. Love your wife as Christ so loved the church. Train your kids up in the Lord. Train them up in the way they should go, hallelujah. And the Bible says they won't depart. Travis tried to backslide. He's the most miserable teenager I've ever seen in my life. He couldn't stand himself. He couldn't even look in the mirror. Ah, it's you. He thought it was Beth. He thought it was Beth till Beth kept coming to church. And then he found out it wasn't. He went about 3 weeks. Oh, God, Dad, I got to come back. I said, have you repented? Yes, I've repented. I said, well, get in here and let's get her done. He's been doing praise and worship ever since. Hallelujah. Trained him up in the way he should go. He can't be, Beth was pure till she got with him. I mean, she did things she would never done. She was a good Christian girl. Then she halfway become a sinner. Then she straightens up and she tells Travis, she'd tell him, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hell with that. She'd tell him, preaching to you, you're going to hell, you know. But he couldn't be satisfied without Jesus. See, and the more we look to Jesus, the more satisfied we are. And don't be too concerned about changing yourself. Let the Holy Spirit, just love on Jesus. Just pray and go to church and be happy and enjoy life. Watch Bugs Bunny. And let Jesus do the work. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you.